Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Going straight to the big story of the news today, and to find out more about that funding announcement for RTE, which comes at last following a year of controversy, but keeps the TV licence in place controversially once again. The Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, today rejecting claims that the government has handed a blank cheque to RTE as part of its multi-annual funding plan. The Minister also confirmed that a potential fixed penalty notice and potential statutory exemptions scheme for people who do not pay the licence fee may be considered as part of TV licence fee system changes. Well, joining me to discuss this first of all is Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne and also the former press ombudsman Peter Feeney. Senator Malcolm Byrne, first of all to you this evening, what do you make of this announcement, this decision at last, this €725 million package of funding that some say, well, is just kicking the can further down the road in terms of funding public service broadcasting and Ireland. What do you think?
Good evening, John, and good evening to your listeners. It is a little bit kicking the can down the road. I suppose the positive is that a decision has been reached, and one of the key elements of this is that there is now multi-annual funding for RTE. So in terms of to be able to plan for public service broadcasting and quality Irish content creation over the next number of years, the fact that we now know for 3 years the levels of funding that are going to be available, that will allow for some level of planning. That said, the overall decision, in my view, is a bit of a fudge. We're keeping the TV licence, which is an anachronism that goes against the recommendation of the Oireachtas Media Committee, of which I'm vice chair, as well as of the future of the Commission of Media, the future of the Media Commission's recommendations. So from that perspective, I think we're going to be back looking at this issue of future funding and public service broadcasting and content creation at some stage in the next 5 to 10 years.
The Taoiseach, though, your party leader Micheál Martin, said the new funding model for RTE should end the shortfall at the broadcaster for the foreseeable future, but work has to continue on revitalising and strengthening the collection system around the licence fee. Really, are we much further forward, and is that good enough?
Well, we've got to look at the environment in which RTE and indeed other broadcasters now operate. We've long moved away from where the entire family gathers around the TV set in the evening to watch a limited range of choices of programming. In the new digital environment, there's a wide range of choices for every citizen for what content they want to consume. And indeed, increasingly, we're not just looking at the TV set in the corner. It's estimated that about 12% of households don't have the traditional TV set in the corner.
With respect, Malcolm Byrne, we know this. We've been through this. Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin TD, among many opposition spokespeople, saying failure to reform the TV licence fee is a weak decision by a weak government. Are you in agreement with that? This is your government.
Well, I've always favoured, I mean, certainly this isn't a weak government, it's a government that's made the decision.
Is it a weak decision, Senator Malcolm Byrne? Has the government bottled it, as the NUJ said?
Yeah, I disagree with the decision to continue with the licence fee. I think that we should have moved to a direct exchequer funding model. I think by doing that, we would have got rid of the anachronism that was the TV licence fee. And we would have moved to models that are, you know, more likely to be seen in other European jurisdictions. And a lot of people had looked at Finland and Denmark as examples of modern systems of funding. I get why government made the decision, because obviously by getting rid of the licence fee, that would have created a funding gap of something of up to the order of €200 million a year. That would have had to have been made up somehow out of general taxation. But I think it would have been the right decision.
Okay. And you seem to be accepting what Seamus Dooley said of the NUJ, that this is being kicked further down the road. Inevitably, the TV licence will have to be abolished. So was it too thorny an issue, or could the government not grasp this nettle as it said it would before a general election?
I think it was going to be a political hot potato. I would certainly agree with Seamus Dooley and the NUJ on this, and they came to the same conclusion as I did and our Oireachtas committee did, was that we should have moved away from the licence fee model. Now, whatever model was chosen, if there was going to be a direct charge, whether it was a household levy on citizens or some form of, in inverted commas, a media tax, they would have been difficult political decisions. But we do know that we need to ensure, for any democracy, quality public service broadcasting provided by RTE, but by Virgin Media and by local radio. In addition to that, we also need to have a mechanism whereby we can fund quality Irish content to be created. So the documentaries, the drama, the sport, we're talking about the Olympics coming up soon, you know, the coverage for all of that, that costs money. So we need to have sources of funding in place to secure that. The fact that there is a multi-annual funding commitment now is welcome.
3 years.
But I guarantee you at the end of that 3 years, or very soon after that, because it's likely to be extended for another period, we're going to be back at the discussion table around this issue. Because in the new digital environment, we're consuming content in very different ways. And we're going to have to look at having a funding mechanism that reflects the 21st century rather than continuing with the license fee model, which really is a relic of the last century.
Minister Catherine Martin, who had called for a full exchequer funding for public service broadcasting in the country as well, and in making this announcement that that now will not happen and that the TV licence remains, she said she's asked a TV licence task force to examine ways to increase TV licence fee compliance. And she said, as I mentioned earlier, there may be a potential fixed penalty notice and potential statutory exemption scheme for people who don't pay the licence as part of changes. Do you know what that means, Malcolm Byrne?
Well, we've got to see the detail of that scheme, but there's obviously a problem at the moment where we know that up to 20% of licences are not being paid. I do understand in July there's actually been an increase in numbers being paid, but you know, if you do have a television, the law is that you have to pay your TV licence, and it is unfair on others who are paying it, those who do not. So the fact is that Unpost has been asked to continue with this scheme. It does mean that you know, they're getting additional money to try to ensure that everybody complies with that rule. We'll need to see the detail, but my expectation is, obviously with new technology, there almost be an assumption made that every household has a TV, and therefore you'll have to prove if you don't, or else you'll have to pay the licence.
Or maybe sign this statutory declaration. Do you think any more people will be any more willing to pay it now? Given what they've heard, people were upset about the RTE controversy, and we know many people have not been paying it. Do you think anything's going to change now?
Well, I would hope that, and we know what has happened in RTE, and we don't need to go back over the scandal and the lack of public trust over what has happened. But I think Kevin Backhurst is the new Director General, has been slowly turning the ship around. There are a lot more accountability measures. I think the pay cap that he introduced in RTE is working well. There are measures now to bring RTE under the remit of the Controller and Auditor General, so there'll be far more scrutiny of RTE accounts. This agreement today wouldn't have been, or you know, this proposal about the funding for RTE wouldn't have been set out other than on the presentation of RTE's strategic plan. And certainly when RTE was before our Oireachtas Media Committee, I think we were broadly happy with the general direction in which RTE is going. And we've got to remember at the end of all of this, and you know, we can't justify in any way a lot of the scandal and the poor financial controls that happened in RTE, and there still has to be further accountability on the part of certain persons for some of that. But we've still got to ensure that we have quality public service broadcasting, that we have a mechanism to fund it, and that we can ensure that Ireland's broadcasters, Ireland's content creators, can compete in the new digital environment. And that does require investment.
I'll get you to stay with us if you can, Senator Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil. And that's why, as you said, the Minister is saying today this €725 million funding plan, which of course does sound like an awful lot of money to the public listening and still face with paying that TV licence. It's not a blank cheque for RTE, she said. I'll bring in Peter Feeney here, former press ombudsman. Peter, can I get your reaction to this funding plan from the government announced today for RTE, please?
I think, as Senator Byrne said, the good side of it is that it guarantees RT's income for the next 3 years. Though it has to be said, there still is the commercial advertising revenue to be brought in. The negative side is, again, as Senator Byrne said, is that the license fee remains as before. And I think it is such an anachronism now that at some stage it will have to be changed, altered, or dropped. And in a sense, the suggestion that there's been kicked into touch is probably accurate, that that decision now is gone for the next 3 years. But at some stage in the future, there will have to be recognition that an awful lot of people do not watch television in the way they traditionally watched it, and that the whole digitalization of the media will progress rapidly over the next few years. And each year, the television license will appear more and more anachronistic. But I understand the government. There is, you know, 200 million plus each year is paid by people for television license. And that, if the government was to pick up that tab entirely, that would be 200 million less for hospitals, for schools, for houses, whatever else happens to be. So it probably was an inevitable compromise political decision.
You don't sound surprised by what's finally agreed by the three coalition partners, so...
No, and I can understand a lot of public will be very unhappy because they are unhappy about the way RT was run, and a lot of people have not paid for a television license, probably in the hope that license would be dropped. They now are faced with the choice: do they continue to disobey the law? Because we now know for the next 3 years, license will be lawful to have a license, and will they now start buying their licenses again? It remains to be seen. Certainly, if you look at social media response to the decision, it's almost universally hostile, but that's probably to be expected.
The level of overall state funding here is significantly below what RTE sought, some 55 million below what they said it was needed for the next 3 years. But Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is saying this deal provides almost unprecedented certainty for a public sector organisation about its future funding. He said not even the Department of Health would have such certainty. So RTE will have to be glad of this, and important as to how they react to this now, Peter Feeney.
Absolutely. I agree with that. It is very reassuring to have the next 3 years plotted out. Of course, RT will need to continue to maintain the reforms which has been instigated by the new Director General. And of course, RT will have to be more accountable. But the certainty for the next 3 years is terribly important, because no one doubts the need for public service broadcasting wherever it occurs. And this now provides a degree of certainty for 3 years, and that has to be welcome. But it is only kind of a 3 year interim. At some stage in the future, the issue of the anachronistic nature of television license will have to be addressed.
The RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst said in the last while that the state broadcaster welcomes this government announcement. He says it's a more secure space a year on from when this saga began. In a statement, Kevin Backhurst said it recognises the importance and value of strong and independent public service media to Ireland. It also means we can continue the necessary transformation of RTE and the restoration of trust, while also delivering important and engaging public service programming and content across our television, radio and online services, he said. But as I mentioned as well, the National Union of Journalists expressing disappointment at this new funding model for RTE for now. And I mentioned too, Peter Feeney, that the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, said it would end the saga at RTE for the foreseeable future. Is the saga over for now anyway, do you think?
No, it's not over, because the rebuilding of trust is a slow process, and RTE must provide good public service broadcasting and excellent accountability and transparency in order to rebuild that trust. And that's something that doesn't happen in the short term, it happens in the long term. There have been encouraging, important programmes on RTE in recent weeks and months which justify public service broadcasting, and that is a step in the right direction. And the reforms suggested for RTE are all moving in the right direction. But we mustn't forget that included in all of this plans are a reduction of workforce of 400 people in RTE. So there is a heavy price going to be paid by current RTE employees over the next coming years.
It's where we leave it for now, and thank you very much for joining me this evening. Peter Feeney, former press ombudsman, and before him you heard from Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne there. Back very shortly, it's 51551 for your texts.